Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rick. I'm the supervisor here. How are you today?
I'm not doing very well. I contacted my bank today, and they've opened a fraudulent activity on my card for two payments that I did not ask to be processed, didn't order anything, and that has to be stopped today.
Okay, so can I have your first and last name, please? And can you verify your address for me?
Young. Yeah, Keely Young, 369 Springdale Drive, Altamont Springs, Florida, 32714.
Okay, my name is Ricky. I'm the supervisor here, ma'am. And how may I help you today?
Yes.
You're saying this is fraud, correct?
There's two fraudulent activity amounts on my account that I did not authorize. That has to be stopped today.
Okay, so we can file this as fraud, ma'am. But I want you to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forward to forward pending investigation and that false claims and fraudulent charges may result in penalties such as a fine. As long as you're sure no one else in your household placed the original order, we can go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Okay. You can look in the account. If there was something that was processed, you can put a stop on it. It was not authorized. My bank told me, I've already contacted them. They said to call whatever number was on my bank account, and they can stop that from going through. It's an
okay, and so you say that you already spoke with your bank. Did you file a dispute with them? Oh.
Okay, so here's the issue. I have a couple things coming out of my account. It's car insurance, and I can't let that lapse. I have to use my card. Those two amounts have to be stopped on your end. They were not authorized to be processed. There was no order placed. It has
okay,
to
so you did say that you already
end.
Spoke with your bank, ma'am, just to make sure. You said
yes.
That you spoke with your bank. Did you file a dispute with them?
I just told you. I cannot close my account because I have my car insurance coming out through my card. They said to call, if there's a number available, call them and have them stop that on their end. So that my insurance doesn't cancel. I have to have my card because they'll close the card down.
Okay, so you closed the card down, ma'am, so you did file a dispute. I'm not understanding, ma'am.
I cannot close that card yet because I have my insurance coming out.
Okay, so would you like to continue with the fraud claim, ma'am?
I'm going to close it. Pardon me?
We can file this as fraud, but I want to...
Do you show amounts on there?
Yeah, I have an account pulled up where you were charged, ma'am. Would you like to go ahead and continue with the fraud claim?
Tell me what the amounts are.
It's $92.90 and $91.89, ma'am. It's for
the... There's nothing I ordered
with
that.
Okay, so would you like to go ahead and continue with the fraud claim?
No, this account needs to be closed.
Okay, yes, ma'am. The account is canceled. Would you like to go ahead and continue with the fraud claim, ma'am?
Absolutely, because I did not order anything.
Okay, so would you like to go ahead and continue with that claim?
And for both amounts, I did not order anything for $90. And
okay, one moment, please.
And 80. Yes.
Please, ma'am. Okay, thanks for being sufficient to hold it for me. So the refunds will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your cancellation is effective immediately. Okay, so the refunds will go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days, okay?
For how much?
For the $92.90
and the
$91.89.
Okay, can you send me an email verification of that?
Okay, you will receive an email confirmation next 24 hours. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
No. Do you like your job?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
You sound a little on edge. I work in customer service as well, but I work on a patient access in a hospital, and I try to provide the best care for my patients, but you seem to be very irritated today, and I'm sorry that, you know, I don't know if you're having a bad day or what.
I'm not having a bad day, and I'm not irritated. I do apologize if you feel that way.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y.
Okay, and what is the address for this company?
I'm sorry, what was your question? You said what was the address?
Do you have an address for the company?
Yes, ma'am, we do.
Okay, and what is
that? We're not allowed to get that out. I do apologize.
Okay, and where would I find that online?
Okay, yes, ma'am. You want to find the address online? We're not actually able to get the address out, ma'am, so it's not online.
No, but I can give you the so I can look up.
Oh, website. I can give you the website. Okay. It's Try Keto, T-R-Y-K-E-T-O, A as,
okay.
as in Apple, S as in Sam, C as in Charles, E as in Elephant, N as in Nancy, D as in Dog.com.
Okay. So you have done this on your end, and you have done whatever you need to do to refund those two amounts.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that for me?
You have processed refunds on this, correct?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. So they will both go back into your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else
right,
I can do
Ricky,
for you
thank
today?
You. No, I so hope much. You have a great day and hope that you enjoy speaking with your customers.
You too, and thank you so much for calling us. Support
have a good
and enjoy a wonderful day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Bye-bye.